Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we begin a new sermon series on freedom, the five freedoms of faith. Five freedoms we enjoy as Christians through faith in Jesus Christ. We start with the most important freedom today, the freedom that all the other freedoms depend on, freedom from sin. As Galatians tells us, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. The most important freedom is that Christ gives us freedom from the power of sin and its consequences. So today we focus on that first freedom, freedom from sin. Now, freedom is never free. That's point number one. You know, this is the weekend in which we celebrate our freedoms as Americans, rightfully so. We have so much to be thankful for. We have so many freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, and the most important freedom of all, the freedom to worship God. Most of us have these freedoms as a birthright. We didn't earn them. They were given to us when we were born, so it's easy to take these freedoms for granted. But we must not. We must always remember freedom is never free. The freedoms we celebrate this week were bought and paid for at a price. And the price wasn't gold or silver. The price was blood. The blood of brave men and women who fought for our freedom, who bled for our freedom, and sometimes died for our freedom. To the members of the American military who are with us, for those who have loved ones in the military, to those who have lost loved ones serving in the military, I'm sure I speak for all of us when I say thank you. Thank you for what you've done. We must not take our freedoms for granted, because freedom is never free. Now, that's true for spiritual freedom, even more so than political freedom. Our spiritual freedom was also bought at a price. The price was not gold or silver. The price was blood. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, purifies us from all sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, willingly shed his blood on the cross so that we can be free. Free from the power of sin, free from the consequence of sin. John 15, verse 13, Jesus says, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." Jesus defines love as sacrifice. You love someone as much as you are willing to sacrifice for that person. Jesus said the greatest love of all is when you're willing to lay down your life for someone else. Whoever is willing to die for you, that's your best friend. Jesus is your best friend because he willingly laid down his life for you so that you can be set free. Greater love is no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends. What difference does this sacrifice make in our lives? Well, it should make all the difference in the world. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20 says, "You were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body." We're bought at a price. The price was the very body and blood of Jesus, God's one and only Son. You have been bought with the highest price in history. Therefore, honor God with your body. Say no to sin. Say no to temptation. Say no to the desires of the sinful nature. Why? So that you may honor the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice he made to pay for your sins. You were bought at a price, therefore honor God in your body. Number two, we have been given freedom from sin. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8, verse 1. In the book of Romans, Paul is building a step-by-step case to show all people that they are sinners and that the consequences of their sin is death. Romans chapter 1, the Gentiles have sinned. Romans chapter 2, the Jews have sinned. Romans chapter 3, all people have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6, the wages of sin is death. That's an airtight case. We have no choice but to recognize our sin, to confess our sin, and agree that we deserve nothing but temporal and eternal punishment for our sins. In other words, we deserve death. But then comes the good news, the gospel, the best news in the history of news. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And then Romans 8 gives us the exclamation point. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Through Jesus Christ, we have been set free from the consequences of our sin. The verdict is in, and we have been declared not guilty before the ultimate judge, the only judge who matters, God Himself. God declares us innocent. We are forgiven, and we are free. Freedom comes through the forgiveness that is ours in Christ Jesus. Forgiveness is the ultimate freedom. Because of Christ's death and resurrection, we are set free from sin. Our sins are fully and freely forgiven. Jeremiah 31 verse 34 says, I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sins no more. When God forgives, He forgives perfectly. He forgives and He forgets. When God forgives, it is as if it never even happened. His forgiveness is complete. He will remember it. He will not hold it against you. He will not bring it up again. It's done. It's over. Let's move on, shall we? That's what grace looks like. That's incredible grace. In fact, I would go so far as to say, that's amazing grace. And as we sing, His grace is enough. His grace is more than enough to cover over all of our sins, not 80% of them, not 90%, but 100% of our sins. God's perfect at forgiving. He forgives and truly forgives. However, human beings, you and I, we're not as good at God as good as God at forgiving. You've heard people say, and probably heard it yourself, I can forgive, but I can't forget. We know exactly what they mean. Human forgiveness, our forgiveness, is always incomplete. It always falls short of God's perfect example, which is why we need God's help, because we're bad at forgiving. We need God's help to forgive so that with God's help, we can eventually forget. That's why we come together every weekend and pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer includes the fifth petition. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That, my friends, is a cry for help. It's a prayer for God's help in doing the most important work here on earth. It's you and I admitting, God, we are really bad at forgiving. Help us to forgive other people the same way you forgive us. And God loves for us to pray that prayer because God is in the business of forgiving sins, which means you and I, as children of God, are also in the business of forgiving sins. Forgiveness is what Jesus came to accomplish, and He did it perfectly. Now He sends us to bring that gift of forgiveness to others so that other people can be set free. When we are forgiven in Christ, we are set free not only from sin, but from the consequence of sin. Number three, freedom from death. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Romans 8 verse 2. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Jesus has set us free from the power of sin, which means that He has also set us free from the greatest consequence of sin, which is death. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. There is no condemnation for those in Christ because our sins are forgiven and we are rescued from death itself. Since there is no sin, there is no punishment for sin. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Instead, God gives us the free gift that is eternal life. Now, the Bible makes it clear that this eternal life only comes through one person, and it only comes through Jesus Christ. 1 John 5 makes that clear. This is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has a Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. It's just that simple. Eternal life is a gift given to us by God through one person, Jesus. Not Muhammad, not Buddha, not Joseph Smith. No, there's only one person who can give us the gift of everlasting life, and that is Jesus Christ. It is by grace you have been saved, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. There is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved other than that of Jesus Christ. He is the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. He is the source of that everlasting life. His death and resurrection have opened that way up for us. And we can be sure about that. Whoever is the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. And then verse 13 goes on, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. Notice he doesn't say, hey, I write these things so that you may hope that you have eternal life, or that you may think that you have eternal life, or that you may be reasonably sure that you have eternal life. I write these things to you who believe in this name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. 100% sure. It is a done deal. It is a done deal because of what Jesus Christ has done. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And it's all made possible by that wonderful word, forgiveness. Christ brings forgiveness, and forgiveness brings freedom. A freedom that brings everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.